6:30, we'll call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open meeting acts posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Dorn, Bauman, and Bauman will be absent all day. He is attending economic development on the summit in Grand Island that he was appointed by the governor. Adams, Lytle, Byers, Setzer. Approve or disapprove agenda is presented.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. Oh, your glasses just come off, right? 6-0. Myron, can you change Matt? Ooh. I just saw your hand.
Should we work right?
Yep. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting?
So moved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove resolutions to set tax rate for political subdivisions for 2012-2013.
12-27.
12-27.
Everything's all okay on that, Patty. We've had no questions.
Actually, we're missing a couple budgets, and I talked to the auditor's office yesterday. I did get an amount over the phone from them. If by chance that amount would change on the paper copy that comes into the clerk's office, then I'll just have to bring it back for an amendment next meeting. But you had to pass them by the 15th, and you don't meet again till the 17th. So as far as I know, everything should be, you know, unless – The auditor does look at the budgets, too, in case there's a problem. So, but, yeah, as this is what they are as of today. And like I said, two of them need to be coming in, and I took the quotes over the phone, so, and the requested amount. So,
all right. We're okay as of today.
Yeah. And if anything needs to be changed, I'll just have to do an amendment. That's the way I understood from the auditor that I talked to yesterday afternoon. So,
moved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items, relative equalization. And then, Patty, we received a letter from somebody. You want to touch on that?
Well, just basically, and this isn't the first type of letter, I just thought I'd share it with the board members. I was on medical leave a week or two ago when I got it, so... this has come up in different areas of the county, not just by this person. They've asked us not to take pictures of their property, not to be on their property. They don't want them to be taken by, from the road, from the air, whatever. I think Lorraine brought you a letter up. I did go ahead and pass it on because my liaison came down too from the state. And pass that on up to the state tax commissioner. You know, what do you do in situations like this? And I'm sure you have a, do you have an opinion or, well, I mean, we don't go on the property.
Can't go on that's the property, right. But anytime it's like anything else, if you're on a public property, you can shoot pictures,
Yeah, so I mean,
so that's not a problem,
and you know we're in a day and age too where I understand where some of these people are. You know, it's a different world we live in right now. So, but we physically cannot knock on every door if we're going to do a mass appraisal, if we're going to do pictures, if we're going to do, you know, we do go on a property, especially if they have a permit. We knock on the door, we identify ourselves. You know, there is the assessor sign on the truck. And then if nobody comes to the door, we leave a call back and ask them to call us and make an appointment. So we've had letters like this in the past. This is not the first. We've had several. But I just thought I brought it to your attention because I think it's important that even law enforcement, you know, I'm not sure where that, how that affects that, you know, whether it's just our office particular, whether it's...
Or if I'm on property, well, I'll go where I want if I need to. If you lose, it would be an emergency situation.
Right.
If I have to go on for any other reason, that would be a good one.
So those are just the things that, you know, and like I said, this is not the first.
I think it's just really important that we have Roger explain that you have every legal right to take pictures regardless of how you get them. You can't go on the property.
Well, and in the airspace, there's not, I mean, you know, because we've been looking at that pictometry a little bit, too. So, I mean, that was just, you know, the letter I got, and so I passed that along. So,
if you can't look at their property or anything, do we just guess from here and decide, let's put a nice big number on it? I mean...
Well, and the problem that you get into with that, you can guess, but you have to be within reason. Yeah, that's what you maybe would want to do, but unfortunately, you know, you have to look at similar properties, and you look at the age of the house. You don't know if it's been updated. That's the whole issue, too. Inside, you don't know what the condition's like, or, you know. So, but... Like I said, this has not been the first time, but this has been the first, because I think when we were doing a reappraisal, there was like several properties that people asked us not to come on. So, and we try to be as, you know, but we can't physically knock on every door when we're doing a 1 in 6 year plan where we're going out and Dan's taking pictures in the rural area. We have to be on site on that property. That is a law now in the state of Nebraska. It's a 6 year plan. We have to at least physically take the card out, look, and make sure nothing has changed. You know, so that doesn't mean, because we were lucky enough to get some appraisals done. And so we're current, you know, we've been pretty current because I think we started a commercial appraisal like in, I want to say 2003 that went on for 2004. We did commercial first. Then we went on to do the small towns. Then we did all the rural outbuildings, and we did do a flyover of those where, you know, the GIS workshop did a flyover, and then we would identify the properties, like, by numeric. We'd number the properties so that someone could look at the flyover and see their buildings. Then the last 2 years were Beatrice. So that is the time when we tried to enter the properties as much as we could, left callbacks and, you know, all the appraisal coming. So we're very fortunate as being a county that has actually got into some of these properties within the last, you know, few years. Now you go back out and we don't necessarily go in them unless there's a permit, but we do go and we do a snapshot picture. We look and see if anything's changed. So, and then, of course, we also do our stats. We have statistics that show what they're selling for compared to what we've got them valued at. Small town Nebraska is struggling. This year we're probably going to take a look at Beatrice, some of the rental properties and the older properties. Agland, it's another situation again, unfortunately. And we dropped off a year of sales that had a ratio that was pretty good, and now we're looking at ratios compared to selling price, compared to what I have it valued at. Those ratios are low.
What have our neighboring counties done on ag?
We're pretty close on ag.
Didn't you read something where Jefferson went 16% increase? 17.
And you have to remember, I hit pretty hard the first...
Oh, no, we had that discussion about slow increments instead of the hard hit at once.
Yeah, and last year I didn't hit them very hard. And, well, I shouldn't say I didn't hit them hard because of the 2 years that we had to play catch-up, really. Then last year we probably hit them, I don't know, I think it was only 3 or 4%. But when 1 year of sales falls off, and these next 2 years come on, we're probably looking 20. I mean, that's a very, you know,
20%.
Well, at the same time, Rex, a year ago the state ag land went up 28% or something like that. So, I mean, you know, they had an article in the paper about that or whatever and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, for the county to increase by 20% seems huge. But when you keep seeing these reports in the paper that, the ag land value went up X number of percent and all this, and I know the one was 28% statewide.
Now, one thing the state has done in order to get a few more sales into the sales funnel and see where we're really heading for is we're not stopping our sales on June 30th of 2012. We're going into September, October to see where we're moving as we get closer to that January deadline. Another thing we've done is we've borrowed sales from across the counties to see if we're, you know, when we add those sales in, to see where we are statistically. And I believe my preliminary statistic came in at 59. And we need to be at least at 69. And, you know, when you're working at 69, I usually bump it to 71, so we have a couple points to play with. The top is 75. That we've called some people just to verify, you know, what really happened with this cell. Is there anything new we need to know? You know, we're trying.
Everybody know what she's talking about when she's talking 69, 71, 75. This is the state's percentage of where ag land should be.
Right.
I just want to make sure everybody.
Of market.
Okay.
The last 2 years that we're looking at right now have been 44, 58. You know, you're looking at median numbers, but that's how. And even by putting those increases on, you know, at that time, it was a very difficult time because that was a time period where, you know, when I was hitting it that hard that they were very, you know. And I understandably so the way that it's set up, but unfortunately, you have no choice when the properties are selling for that. My hands are tied, you know, and that's...
You're doing your job, and that's what you have to do.
And, you know...
When they're selling, we're real glad of that price.
Ag land is what is really the major valuation right now is what's keeping the Gage County valuation up. And also the pipeline. Odell has extremely... significant valuation because of the pipeline that's went through. If you look at Odell School District on the levees here, did you guys get a copy of this? Diller Odell's general levy is, get my glasses.
Yeah.
Is it 68 cents? You know, and that's, I believe you have, was it the Rockies? And you have a lot of valuation because of the pipeline that went down through there, which has extremely helped the Odell School District.
Well, yeah, I don't know if it was correct or not. I was told by an individual that Dale Odell last year was one of, like, four or eight in the state that didn't get any state aid or whatever. You know, so they're one of the few in the state that doesn't get state aid or whatever, and they don't. Again, they won't this year. You know?
This is going to have a huge impact all over the state of Nebraska relative to state aid. And LB 1059 that sets the statistics, that sets the pattern for this. This is going to have a tremendous impact all over the state for our school districts.
Like I said, we're verifying all those cells right now, making darn sure that there's nothing more that's going into it other than, you know, what I'd like to see people really do is on the transfer statement is definitely put what's possibly personal property on that land. You know, sometimes you'll leave a pivot off or something like that that we need to do some checking on.
Ask Roger if we don't.
And know what the... But it doesn't look like next year's going to be any better for the ag land sector. So as far as valuation increases. So...
Anything else for Patty? Anything else for equalization?
All right, when we talk about pictometry a little later, are you going to be around or
yep.
coming back? Or okay.
You know what time you're doing that?
Mm.
What time?
At the end of the meeting, but it'll probably
9:15, maybe 9.
Yeah, I
know. Yeah, that may go quicker than we think. So. Anything else for the Board of Equalization? Gage County Board of Equalization adjourned at 8:40.